Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yeah, and me, Dale Lefebvre. So, we'll go to the second hour of the Max Chant Show. And it was a pleasure to present Fireside Theatre. They had some tracks that were so wild. I mean, it would take a half an hour to do. And you had to really listen carefully and maybe several times to catch everything. It was, and they would jump from scene to scene, and it was great though. It was very good. Ding! Shut up, iPhone. I'm gonna have to put you on silent. Tink. There you go. All right. So, and we go with A Step, featuring Pete Joseph, and the artist is Manu Delago. Then Don't Try to Explain by Keb Moe. Yeah, he was great in concert. And Weekend 11, Recruiting at the Prison, Chicken Man. Here goes everything. Oh, no, it doesn't. why do I do this every time? Okay, let's try that again. All right.
Never-ending stream which touched a million rocks in the twists and turns of its course. Falling mountain tears within innocent 7 degrees. Only your skin is between you and the earth, the ground below. In that moment, every second lasts forever. A step that you'll never regret. A step that takes away your breath. A step that you'll never regret. A step in your way, cause it gets. That step in your way.
Special. Chicken Man versus the Earth Polluter.
Warden Mahogany of the Midland City Jail speaking. And who'd you say is calling? Oh, Commissioner Norton of the police. Ah, well, fine. Send him... He's got what with him? His chicken? I see. Well, send the commission his pet right in. Yes.
Warden Mahogany.
Commissioner Norton, how are you?
Yes, I am. And this is the wonderful...
My, oh, my. Now, isn't that a fine-looking... bird you have there.
Oh, thank you. This is the wonderful...
Gee, how did he ever get to be so tall and big-boned?
My mother was a big-boned woman.
Perhaps it's the long time I've been confined inside the far walls here. But for a moment, I thought I heard your big-boned bird speak human words to me.
Well, yes, you did. You see, this is the wonderful...
And how long has the bird been talking, and who taught it?
Since I was four by my big-boned mommy.
Oh, my.
Commissioner, would you please tell the warden why we're here? Oh, yes. Warden, how many prisoners are actually incarcerated here?
Or what?
Incarcerated. In jail.
Ah, I think we have a total of, let's see, should I include those who went over the wall today?
No, just those behind bars.
Well, let's see here, then. Starting down in the dungeon.
You see, the winged warrior here is seeking members for his beak patrol. Volunteers who will fight pollution.
50, and then chained up in the towers.
Beak means beautiful earth and air keepers, you see.
Then down in the torture room.
You see, I need help with protecting the environment, Warden.
And there's seven on the rack.
Not just on natural resources, though.
Four on the wheel.
But the natural beauty that surrounds men, too.
Oh, listen, should I count those who fell in the crocodile pit, too?
Yes, for I believe that nothing is more beautiful than flowers and trees.
Well, even if they were eaten up...
The trees?
No, the men in the crocodile
pit. Look, Warden, just give us a rough count of the prisoners. I mean, it's a small city jail. You can't have that many.
Well, it's built to hold 43.
Well, we can always print up a whole bunch more membership cards.
We've got 8,499 prisoners.
We'll have
You'll
to
have
print
to
up
print
a
whole
bunch,
bunch
more
membership
cards. Yes, sure will.
Attention, crime-fighting fans. Join Chicken Man and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency in the fight against pollution. Do your thing to save the Earth.
And listen again Monday when once again I crush crime with one blow from my mighty fist.
Yeah, that was Chicken Man. if you haven't guessed, it was Weekend 11, Recruiting at the Prison by Chicken Man. And... before that was Don't Try to Explain by Keb Moe. And we started off with A Step featuring Pete Joseph. And this, the artist was Manu Delago. Yeah, I like Manu Delago. I heard him on the radio and or a track of his and I, whoa, what's that? That happens to me a lot. My ears are kind of always listening. When I hear music, you know, just, oh, do I like it? If I do, I try to shazam it. Yes, that's what I do. Anyway, on we go here with Empty Arms by Stevie Ray Vaughan in Double Trouble. Whoa, the late Stevie Ray Vaughan. That's a pity. He was a great musician. And Glean by They Might Be Giants. Who else? Oh, do not forsake me. Yes, I sing one of... couple of their songs, or I try to, but fortunately they're not really great. I think this singer is not great, so I can do it. Ooh, and It Don't Come Easy by Betty LaVette. All right, so Empty Arms to start with. Yeah, they sure are. Got nothing in them now.
Thank you. you want to sing the blues, you got to pay some dues. Because it ain't coming easy. You don't have the shout or thrash all about. You can take it real easy. Forget about the past and all your sorrows. The future, it won't last. It'll soon trust, but I know it don't come easy. This love of mine is growing all the time, but it ain't growing easy. Open up your heart, let's come together. If we use a little bit of love, we can make it work out better. Oh, sang the blues, 'cause it ain't coming easy. You don't have to shout or go tracing all about. You can take it real easy.
Easy by Betty LaVette. And before that was Glean by They Might Be Giants. I try to sneak something of theirs in each show if I can. And we started with Empty Arms by the late Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble. Oh, yeah. What do we got up here next? yes. Oh. I was going to play one more track. Well, okay. I guess I'll glom it in with this next group. Oops. Sorry. It's a track called Don't Dream It's Over. And it was done as a pop song originally. And it sounds real poppy, but this guy sings it very, so you can hear his lyrics and just with a single guitar accompaniment, I believe it is. And it's really nice. But unfortunately, the artist is called Puddle's Pity Party. Doesn't fit the song. But anyway, Conversation by Zero Sospiro. And This Woman I Met by Stephen Wright. Oh, yeah, that's a good one. And maybe I'm going to leave it there for now. Yeah, that's it. Okay. Oh, notice. Oh, I have to leave my phone on now because Jeff might be coming in. He might be listening now. Who knows? Anyway, so don't dream it's over.
There is freedom within. There is freedom without. Try to catch the deluge in a paper cup. There's a battle ahead. Many battles are lost, but you'll never see the end of the road when you're traveling with me. Hey now, don't dream it's over. Hey now, when the world comes in, they come to build a wall between us. We know they won't win. Now I'm towing my car, there's a hole in the roof. My possessions are causing me suspicion, but there's no proof. In the paper today, tales of war and a waste, but you turn right over to the TV page. Hey now, don't dream it's over. Hey now, when the world comes in, they come to build a wall between us. Now I'm walking again to the beat of a drum. And I'm counting the steps to the door of your heart. Only shadows ahead, barely clearing the roof. Get to know the feeling of liberation and release. Hey now, don't dream it's over. Hey now, when the world comes in, they come to build a wall between us. We can't let them win.
Ormai la nostra situazione non ha una di conversazione. A te sembra tanto facile di cambiare il mondo come vuoi, di cambiare come pare a te i pensieri della gente. Ma per me non è così.
This woman, and I really liked her as soon as I met her. All I could think of, I was wondering if there was such thing as the opposite of restraining order. I liked her because she wasn't normal. She liked to dance really fast to very slow music, which I found very erotic due to a head injury as a small boy. I was playing jacks way too fast. Her eyes were a little bit too close together, like the headlights on a Jeep. I used to call her AC, almost Cyclops. In her spare time, she liked to waste time. She was a mail order bridesmaid. She would drink so much, she would slur her pauses. She lived in a beautiful house, had cathedral floors. You walk in, you just fall right down into the middle. We went out for about 6 months, then she left. She went back to school in Seattle. She was studying forensic astronomy. She wrote me this beautiful letter, and I read it in the bottom. I crossed her name off, and I wrote my own name, and I sent it back to her. And I never heard from her ever again. Apparently, she didn't like what she wrote. The reason I'm so laid back is because in high school I smoked a lot of Ritalin. My problem is I was reincarnated without ever having been alive the first time. My nephew has HD ADD, high definition attention deficit disorder. He can barely pay attention, but when he does, it's unbelievably clear. I saw an advertisement for some invisible fences. I thought that'll be perfect for my invisible dogs. I live in Massachusetts. I didn't shovel a driveway once this past winter since I bought the flamethrower. You know, the earth is bipolar. So I've been emailing my answering machine, which has been sending faxes to my cellular subconscious, which has call waiting, so in case I'm thinking about something else, I can get back to myself later. It's out of control now, don't you think? I heard soon they're going to have digital numbers. My dog has a website. All it is naked cats.
I'd be alone. said I was completely unscathed. I might be proving you right with my science or my retaliation. Could I be the tea?
Yeah, that was Alanis Morissette with a track called Can't Not. And before that was This Woman I Met by Stephen Wright. That guy's crazy, man. His one-liners are just some I can't help but laugh out loud. And before that was Don't Dream, It's Over. No, sorry, Conversación by Zero Sospiro. And Don't Dream It's Over by Puddle's Pity Party. Sad that he had that name for that song. But anyway, it was a good song. So, next up is, Yggdrasil by Zacharos and Awake. And I'm just going to play that one because then there's a long track after that, and I don't want to play two. So, anyway, oh gosh, maybe Jeff's coming in the meantime. Well, it's a risk I'm going to take. So,
thank you.
Yeah, that was Yggdrasil by Zacharos and the Wake. And now is a track called Take a Pebble by Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. It's a long track. It's interesting, though.
Take a pebble and cast it to the sea. Then watch the ripples that unfold into me. My face spills so gently into your eyes, disturbing the waters of our lives. Shreds of our memories are lying on your grass. Wounded words of laughter are graveyards of the past. Photographs of gray and torn scattered in your fields. Letters.
Was like a pebble. Oh, Take a Pebble by Emerson, Lake and Palmer. A slightly long track, but I thought it was quite worth putting on. So I'll play a little bit of Second Hand by Underworld, because then my show will end. In fact, it's going to end really quick. This is Second Hand by Underworld, and this is Dale Lefebvre for The Max Chan Show, signing off. See you next week. Bye.